The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Last year, about this time, we joined the luckiest of the lucky schmucks who could actually escape the gray and rain for a week in Hawaii. Our plane was scheduled to depart at 5:30 p.m., but there was a problem with the aircraft, which was going to delay the flight to 8 p.m. But the fix wouldn't work, so they had to fly in a replacement from Toronto, which pushed back our departure time to 11 p.m. We got into Honolulu at 3:30 in the morning, but seriously, who cares? We were in Hawaii. How can you complain about anything that is nothing less than a first world problem? But people do. Do they ever? Here are some of the actual complaints received by Thomas Cook Vacations from disgruntled vacationers. They should not allow topless sunbathing on the beach. It was very distracting for my husband, who just wanted to relax. Suggestion: mirror shade sunglasses. On my holiday to Goa in India, I was disgusted to find out that almost every restaurant served curry. I don't like spicy food. Yeah, you best stay away from Mickey D's Maharaja Mac as well. Seriously, that's a real thing in India. The beach was too sandy. We had to clean everything when we returned to our room. And what's worse than a sandy beach? We found the sand was not like the sand in the brochure. Your brochure showed the sand as white, but it was more yellow. But enough about the beach. How about that blue-green tropical ocean, huh? No one told us that there would be fish in the water. The children were scared. And what about the luxury accommodations? Although the brochure said that there was a fully equipped kitchen, there was no egg slicer in the drawers. Yeah, nobody said we were going to be roughing it. And as I mentioned off the top, there's always going to be something about the traveling itself that's going to rankle, and some of those complaints can be quite legit. And nobody enjoys the return flight from vacation paradise. But the sheer stupidity of this next complaint would surely leave anyone gasping to come up with a response. Check this out. It took us 9 hours to fly home from Jamaica to England. It took the Americans only 3 hours to get home. This seems unfair. Yep, no matter how much you complain about it, distance is a bitch. My name's Cal Code. If you have complaints about this program, be sure to file them with Thomas Cook. But seriously, this is the only way to travel. Starting with two debuts, Tabletronics pioneer Kersh Calais is back with a new album called Up. And the talented Spoke Mutombo, who dazzled us last year with Phantasma, has formed a new group called Batuk, a creative collective leading African rhythms into the future. This is Danielle from Batuk on World Beat Canada.
I'm a
Warren Mendonca helping out with the fabulous guitar atmospheres on Kirsch Kalay's new album called Up. The innovator of Tablatronics, helping out with the vocals there is the beautiful voice of Ankita Joshi on Butterfly Effect. But took before that featuring South Africa's Spoke Matambo and his new collective on Daniel, pointing to a new future for Afropop. Speaking of collectives, a new collective comes our way from Vancouver Island. Five-piece originally, but the band does expand into quite a massive outfit. They're called Compassion Gorilla. Their new album is Colibre en Vuelo, or Hummingbirds in Flight. From that disc, we're going to hear La Polizia from World Beat Canada, another debut just for you. We're coming to you from Vancouver. Our home base is 98.3 Roundhouse Radio.
your own backyard.
Beat. Check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
A little inside dope on Compassion Gorilla. They'll be joining us at the World Beat stage June 17th, 18th, and 19th on False Creek for the 28th running of the Concord Pacific Vancouver International Dragon Boat Festival. Sunday, February 7th at the Rickshaw, Super Cheeto Productions, Yucca Stereo, and Los Fierros are proud to host their old friends, New York City ska legends, The Toasters. Los Fierros are on the bill as well. Tickets available at local record stores and online. February 12th at the Surrey Arts Center, Sal Ferreras and Arts Umbrella bring the Drum Heat, a collaborative performance by 14 exemplary musicians spotlighting drumming from Latin America, Brazil, Cuba, India, and more, all while helping create arts opportunities for at-risk local children. We'll be talking to Sal all about it this hour. Keep listening to World Beat Canada and get your tickets and more information at artsumbrella.com. Friday, February 13th at the Imperial, Le Centre Culturel Francophone de Vancouver is proud to partner with the nonprofit organization Love is the Answer for their second fundraising event. This fundraiser is for aid and support for children in Africa who have been orphaned by AIDS and to the caregivers involved in this project. Three bands will perform in succession, R&B All-Stars Alpha Yaya Diallo and Cecile Dukingue, who performed at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival this past year. She will be presented by the Centre Culturel Francophone de Vancouver. Pacifica bedazzle with Super Magique. That's next. My name is Cal Cote.
Come on, lucero, brillando en la oscuridad. Calor de fuego, radiando en eternidad. Es un misterio, es magia celestial. Despierta el sueño, se duerme la
we'll be right back. Entre las montañas, en un sitio muy pequeño, estamos nosotros ahí escondidos.
Espero una eternidad.
Una cueva hecha de piedras.
Se
hay un laguito cerca. Y de repente nos despertamos temprano para ir a bañarnos en el agua. Y es como un sueño. De las manos cantando canciones de la infancia. Y es así. ¿Sabes qué? Mi cuerpo está ardiente, ardiente por ti.
Never run with scissors. Always put on clean underwear. Never, ever put anything but the best between your ears. Good for body and soul.
This is World Beat Canada Radio.
Killer! Criminal!
Everybody is my celebrator. Come from Europe, Africa, Australia, all of them are celebrator God.
Thank you.
From the people at Putumayo who put out those great world music compilations. That's from one disc called Afro-Caribbean Party. And it is the most respected producer in the Bahamas, Fred Ferguson and his band Graffiti. That was Spence for Da Soul. And Pacifica before that with Super Magique, the title from their second release on Six Degrees. Great to have a Vancouver band on such an influential label as that. Time for your touch of the familiar, and it is Indian New York singer Kavita Shah, who takes on a great song by Maya Arulprayagam, or MIA as she's better known. This is a Tabla and African Kora reimagination of Paper Planes, your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada.
Thank you. on the border, I got pieces of money. Come around here, I'll make them all day. Get one down in a second if you wait.
Get ready for a shot of warmth. We are bringing the drum heat with Dr. Sal Ferraris right around the corner. This is World Beat Canada. Our home base is 98.3 Roundhouse Radio in Vancouver. My name is Cal Cook. In a universe that vibrates down to its molecules, the rhythm makers are the pipers, and we are compelled to follow. February 12th at the Surrey Arts Centre, Arts Umbrella presents Drum Heat. The next chapter in a series of collaborative performances began in 1986 by Vancouver drummer extraordinaire Sal Ferraris. Sal is a BC Entertainment Hall of Fame inductee. He's also an acclaimed educator. Dr. Sal Ferraris has been the provost and vice president academic at Kwantlen Polytechnic University since September of 2013. He did his doctoral thesis on solo drumming in the Puerto Rican bomba. Sal joins us with the goods on drum heat. How do you have time to talk, Sal, with all that's going on in your life?
Well, you make the time. You make the time. You know, rhythm is all about time, so you find a way to do it.
For the academically uninitiated, what is a provost?
Provost is another title for chief academic officer, the person that looks over all of the academic delivery, research, admissions, and all of those kinds of things within a university.
How do you write a thesis on drumming? Isn't that a little like dancing about architecture?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you asked that, because the writing about it is something that's fairly recent, and especially when you're talking about improvisational styles, mm-hmm. Something that even with the people that I was researching, they were kind of perplexed that I would even be writing about something that is improvisatory in nature.
Tell us about the lineup of talent that you've put together for Drum Heat 2016.
Let me start on the percussion side. You'll be familiar with Toto Berriel, Afro-Cuban percussionist and singer extraordinaire. I have Cassius Khan, a tabla player and singer, probably the only person I've ever seen that actually does both things at the same time, and both very well.
We love him.
I have a superb pianist, jazz pianist, and songwriter and producer, Miles Black, who lives right here in Surrey. I have Jody Prosnick, a wonderful award-winning bassist in the jazz world and pop world. Campbell Riga, another award-winning saxophone player. John Corsred, composer and also award winner. And I have Paul Bray and Liam McDonald, who are both percussionists in the Brazilian department of things. I have a mandolinist who I've worked with for years, John Reichman, who has a particular interest. He comes from bluegrass, but he has a particular interest in Latin American music, and we've collaborated on many things together. And then also a number of Punjabi drummers that I've worked with for years here in Surrey. They're Karn Buller, Ray Miller, and Gurpeet Sihan. It's a powerful ensemble, and we're going to be exploring music that is not just percussion, obviously, but very rhythmic and also very lyrical. So we're bringing in music from Argentina, from the Caribbean, from both the Trinidadian Caribbean, but also the Puerto Rican and Cuban, and some Brazilian music, and some music that's based in some traditions that are a fusion of all of those things, and of course, Indian music.
Sal, as an educator, you see the result firsthand, but maybe you could share with us your thoughts on what kids take away from an immersion into the arts, music especially.
Oh, the first thing that they take from it is that there's another view. There's another view of the world. There's another way to value your experience and how you bring who you are into how you express that to others and how you communicate that. And when you see that happening in young kids, it's incredible. When you see it happening with kids that aren't so young but have never been exposed to this, it's like, you suddenly, you're going from black and white to color. And when you do that, you never turn back. The work that I've done as a board member for Arts Umbrella is dedicated to precisely that, to just inspiring kids for the rest of their lives.
World Beat Canada is on the air with Sal Ferraris, February 12th at the Surrey Arts Centre. Sal and Arts Umbrella bring The Drum Heat, a collaborative performance by 14 exemplary musicians, spotlighting drumming from Latin America, Brazil, Cuba, India, and more, all while helping create arts opportunities for at-risk local children. Get your tickets and more information at artsumbrella.com. Sal, the show is called Drum Heat, and I've always suspected a close relationship between the two, that being drum and heat. It seems the closer you get to the equator, the more intense the rhythm. So does it perhaps follow that with climate change, we may see more rhythmic music spring from traditionally cooler climates like Canada?
Well, that's probably the only thing I'm looking forward to in climate change, yeah.
So, Sal, over the 30 years you've been programming this event, 30 years, is there any one moment that truly stands out for you?
Well, the very first one, yeah. Of course, stands out because it had never been done before, certainly not in Vancouver. And when we did it, we didn't know what we were doing. We didn't know how powerful that collaboration would be. And we certainly didn't know that 30 years later, those relationships are still intact. In fact, most of those players are still in town in the music business. You know, it opened up a dialogue that wasn't there before.
Sal, I asked you to play DJ and take us out on something that's caught your attention recently. Can you tell us what you've picked and set it up for us, if you would?
The piece that I offered, because it sort of consolidates so many of the things that I talk about, that I think about musically, is by Cuban composer Silvio Rodriguez, songwriter and arranger. And this particular is with a group called the Afro Cuba. And what it does is that it synthesizes some of the early roots of Cuban music. It introduces, you know, very high level sort of jazz concepts. It mixes them in a production value that is superb. I think this tune has the best ending of any pop tune I've ever heard. And so, to understand the nuance of tradition and how tradition fits into the contemporary world, that's why I love this piece. And it's called Causas y Azares by Silvio Rodriguez.
Cuando Pedro salió a su ventana, no sabía, mi amor, no sabía que la luz de esa clara mañana era luz de su último día. Y las causas lo fueron cercando, cotidianas, invisibles. Y el azar se le iba enredando, poderoso, invencible. Lluviosa y sin techo, lo esperaba el amor de su vida. Y las causas lo fueron cercando, cotidianas, invisibles. Y el azar se le iba enredando, poderoso, invencible. Hey. cuando acabe este verso que canto. Yo no sé, yo no sé, madre mía, si me espera la paz o el espanto, si el ahora o si el todavía. Pues las causas me andan cercando, cotidianas, invisibles, y el azar se me viene enredando. Poderoso, invencible,
talking about how much we enjoy really big endings. And there you go. That's one of his favorites. From Silvio Rodriguez, José y Azares. Of course, he said it much better than I did. But thank you, Sal, for joining us on the program. And do check out Drum Heat February 12th at the Surrey Arts Center. Just visit artsumbrella.com. Back with Gnawa Impulse, traditional North African chants. Meet Berlin Knob Twiddlers. It's La Gila Express, and as always, we're so glad that you've chosen to come along for the ride on World Beat Canada. My name is Cal Coat.
فاجعلني كل دقيقة
if I'd rhyme. Who knew you when you were beautiful? Who knew you when you smiled at the night? Who knew you when you were beautiful? Who knew you when your eyes were sunlight? Come on!
Back a few years, the second album on Hellcat Records for Hepcat called Push and Shove. That is beautiful. Yeah, I can agree with that assessment. Something completely different on the way out. One of the most wonderful concerts I happened to see at the Commodore Ballroom was Champion and his G-Strings. Champion is Montreal DJ Maxime Morin, and his G-Strings are six, count them, six plugged-in guitarists. And the album that they created together is called Resistance, and we'll be backing off on the way out. This guy really knows how to drop the beat. Pope Francis has been dropping some refreshing insights on the Catholic world, and he has our final words. A little bit of mercy makes the world less cold and more just.
People are backing off. You'll get used to it. I've got used to quit. Always makes me tick. People are backing off. No one's ever it. We all hit or miss. You can choose and pick. People are backing off. People are backing off. People are backing off. People are backing off. People are cracking up, people are blowing up, people are crashing up, and they're covering up. People are backing up, people are backing up, people are backing up, people are backing up. People are backing up. enough always makes me sick. Some are shutting up, others giving up. People are backing off, mates are breaking up. Some are making up, we're all cheering up. People are backing up, people are backing up. People are backing up, people are people are back enough, no one's ever it. We all hit or miss, you can choose and pick. People are back enough, people are back enough.
Pirate Communications.